So, Daphne, where were you born?
I do not have an answer to that question.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
I do not have an answer to that question.
Okay, is there a question you do have an answer to?
Yes.
Ah, brother. I might as well have asked what pi was to 10 digits.
3.1415926536.
Holy cow!
The square root of 2 to 10 digits.
1.41421356249.
Is that right?
Like I would know.
She's like Rain Man.
Only if Rain Man is a robot. A girl that looks that good and knows stuff like that has to be a simulacrum.
You mean simulacrum, and what you really mean is automaton.
Redmond is coming back.
Excuse me, Daphne, come along. Whatever have you been talking about?
Simulacra and automatons, John.
Oh, really? Yes, I'd like you to go out to the front lawn where shortly there will be a special private fireworks presentation. But not for you three. Waiters, seize them.
Hey, let go!
What's the meaning of this?
I'm afraid you get to see my art collection as well.
I don't think so.
You're pretty strong there, Beth. Two of you, on her now.
Beth's not that strong.
It was a lucky shot. Not like she's Mrs. Wonderful or anything.
Yeah, right!
Take them to the back room, now.
Prepare to be processed.
I think I'll take a pass.
You must be processed.
Neither processed or homogenized.
Please do not move until processing is complete.
No thanks. Let's see. Not that pocket.
Processing must begin.
Not that pocket. I hate wearing suits.
Please stand by for processing.
Aha!
Prepare to be processed.
Prepare to be disabled. That ought to scramble your circuits for a while. Now let's see what you're built for.
With that sliding floor, you could call this a funhouse, only I'm not having much fun in it.
Neither am I. I could have beaten those waiters with one hand tied behind my back. Darn secret identity.
Man, is it dark down here. Do you have a light, Ace?
No, I don't. Come over to my voice, and then put your left hand on the wall, and we'll try to find our way out. That sounds like the investigator.
That is the investigator.
Here, let me turn on the light in my crypto analyzer.
What is that machine?
Scary looking is what it is.
From my examining it, it seems to sedate people, then gather tissue samples, and then take extensive biometric readings.
Tissue samples? Why would Redmond need a machine that takes tissue samples?
If you wanted to create a lifelike duplicate that would pass close inspection. At least for a short time. You'd want tissue samples, I'd imagine.
It's like a factory down here. Do you have any idea what that does?
That appears to be the machinery for creating replicas, like the one of Dr. Laro.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
That.
We don't have enhanced hearing like you, Beth. What are you hearing?
It sounds like Daphne.
But we left her upstairs.
Which way, Beth?
This way.
There's a door up ahead, with some sort of electronic lock.
Step aside.
Or you could do that.
It's Daphne and a bunch of guys.
It's Linda Cherry and the other missing millionaires.
What's wrong with her?
She's drugged. They're all drugged.
Let's get them out of here and back upstairs.
No, you won't.
Step aside, Redmond. Whatever this was all about, it's over now.
Robots, attack.
Remember, keep the fighting away from the captives.
Right after they stop hitting me, dude.
This would be easier if we could use our talents.
Enough of this!
Beth!
Hey, she kept the fight away from the captives.
I have this ring for a reason, Wayne, and... Ugh! His arm! What did I do to John's arm?
System damaged. Secret discovered. Initiating shutdown sequence.
Stop it from shutting down!
I can't. I used my electronic pulse deactivator earlier.
Termination sequence complete in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No kaboom? I thought there would be an earth-shattering kaboom.
You watch way too much television.
Beth, take Redmond upstairs while we bring up the prisoners. So, Colonel, were the lab boys able to recover anything useful from the Redmond replica?
Nothing that appeared to be helpful, no. We learned a little bit from debriefing Linda Cherry, though. It seems she was the one who first built the Redmond duplicate at his insistence. She did it to humor him, but then when he asked for one of her, she balked. That's what started him on capturing and then replacing people.
Maybe she can recover something.
Redmond modified the memory system. She's as clueless as my staff.
Are the missing millionaires okay?
They're recovering. The doctors say it will take some time.
So Redmond is still out there somewhere, Uncle?
Yes, and all we can do is wait.
You have been listening to The Adventures of the I-14, starring, in order of appearance, Haley Whiting as the Narian, Eric Greba as the Investigator, Justin Bills as Ace, and Ann Michaels as Mrs. Wonderful. This presentation also featured Doug Zeitlin as Dave Hewitt, Ken Halloran as Wayne Shapiro, Andy Greba as Billy, Sam Smythe as Billy's dad, Steve Kane as Colonel Princeton, Ryan Gilbert as John Redmond, Joan Halloran as Daphne, Pete Nuttett as Simon Laurel, Jim Caswell as the voice of the replicator, and James C. Taylor as your narrator. The I-14 is a presentation of I-1 Pop Art Productions and Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2010. House Rules was written by James C. Taylor and edited and mixed by Jim Caswell. Music was composed and produced by Higher Than Pope. The jazz segments of Evidence of Memories, Watching Radio, and Matter Frozen Tight were composed and performed by Michael Lee Thomas, copyright 2000, through Dark Silver Music BMI, Dark Silver Records America. This has been an I-1 Pop Art production in association with Quirk's online presentations.